This is Council Volunteer Sarah Werbeckis reading the Wisconsin Council of the Blind and Visually Impaired Annual Report 2020. On the cover. Graphic. Wisconsin Council of the Blind and Visually Impaired logo. Photo. Green and maroon leaves of a coleus plant photographed by Ellen Connor. Photo caption. Coleus. A photograph by Ellen Connor of Oregon, Wisconsin, features several plants with lime green leaf edges and maroon leaf interiors. This piece was displayed as a part of the Council's 2020 Fall Gallery Night, which featured the work of 14 visually impaired artists from across Wisconsin. Page 2. Mission. Promote the dignity and empowerment of people in Wisconsin who are blind and visually impaired by providing services, advocating legislation, and educating the general public. Values. Inclusivity. Actively seek and welcome diverse people, experiences, and perspectives. Integrity. Steward the Council's precious human, financial, and capital resources. Uncompromising respect. Uphold the dignity and worth of all individuals and groups in how we treat each other in times of agreement and conflict. Photo. The Council's new building sign with logo and organization name was erected in 2020. Page 3. Board. CEO/Executive Director, Denise Jess, Madison. Chair, Chris Richmond, Janesville. First Vice President, Rebecca Arrowwood, Greenville. Second Vice President, John Folks, Fond du Lac. Secretary, Rhonda Stotts, La Crosse. Treasurer, Nick Sinram, Milwaukee. Nuruddin Dean Amusa, Stevens Point. Chip Kaufman, Middleton. Karen Heeson, Janesville. Sharon Knopf, Madison. Patty Slaby, Arcadia. Patty Zoller, Madison. Photo, Denise Jess and Chris Richmond seated at the council offices. Page 4. A message from CEO and board chair. 2020 was quite the year. Like so many of our nonprofit friends, the council had to put the brakes on our plans for the year, canceling events, limiting our services, and transitioning to a remote workforce. However, the needs of people living with vision loss remained, and in many cases, the pandemic increased the urgency of those needs. Transportation options shut down or decreased service, leaving people with few options to get to medical appointments or do necessary errands. Visits from family, friends, or service providers decreased or stopped, often leaving people feeling isolated without the needed support. The challenges seemed daunting, especially in an ever-changing COVID-19 landscape. How would the council respond? When faced with what seemed to be impossible challenges, we hunkered in to take on necessary things, assuring that all staff could work successfully from home and maintain employment, figuring out how to get adaptive devices like magnifiers into the hands of clients and customers, triaging requests for support over the phone and through email. Every day, every week, every month, we took the next steps forward to serve our mission of advocacy, education, and vision services. Along the way, we found innovative ways to do things that taught us a great deal about what is possible. Online advocacy work, remote computerized instruction, and virtual events that inspire. Many of these innovations will continue as we move past the pandemic because they've increased access for people with vision loss throughout the state. Helen Keller reminds us that, alone, we can do so little. Together, we can do so much. In 2020, the council board and staff, our donors and volunteers, our advocacy and community partners worked together to transform immense challenges into greater opportunities to fulfill our mission of promoting the dignity and empowerment of people in Wisconsin living with vision loss. In the pages that follow, we share highlights of those innovations and collaborations. Please enjoy these stories and accept our heartfelt gratitude for all of your support. Graphic. Signatures of Denise Jess, CEO, Executive Director, and Chris Richmond, Chair. Photo. Council CEO / Executive Director Denise with Board Chair Chris Richmond. Page 5. Photo. The Council's Sharper Vision store displaying an array of adaptive products. Page 6 through 7. Vision Services. The Vision Services program helped hundreds of people adapt and cope with changing vision in 2020. The volume of calls from people who are visually impaired or blind greatly increased, and at the same time, the Vision Services team continued to offer its services in new ways and even add new programs. "I don't know what I would do without it now," Jane Keggy says of one of these new offerings. The Low Vision Support Group started as a way for people from around the state to meet online during a year when you couldn't get together with others in person. "Every month, I continue to look forward to connecting with people in this support group." Support is something she worried would be hard to find when everything shut down. But the Appleton woman, who has macular degeneration, joined the new Low Vision Support Group right away and is grateful for all it has given to her. "I am impressed and encouraged by those I've met in the group," Keggy says. "I've also learned about accessible tools and adapting what I have to get my everyday things done." The Council's Sharper Vision store served more customers than usual. Clients or customers accessed the store online to shop at their convenience. Staff took orders by phone and through one-on-one appointments to meet the needs and goals of visitors. Individual attention worked well for vision rehabilitation. The team continued to assist people over the phone, by computer, and use creativity to get together in person safely, whether on a porch or in an isolated meeting space. Access technology classes offered online grew in the number of participants from around the state being able to access Zoom to take part. Throughout the year, one thing remained constant for the Vision Services team: the importance of continuing to provide needed services. "I can't even tell you how happy I am to have the resources the council offers," Keggy says. Photo. A screenshot of a Zoom meeting of the council's Low Vision Support Group, which established in 2020. Page 8 and 9. Education. Education is opportunity. It's a value held in high regard at the council. Continuing to offer educational programs and services in 2020 became crucially important. The education team had experience hosting online events, having held webinars in years past as part of a statewide mission to reach more people. This expanded options for people with vision loss, their family members, and those who work in social services but couldn't travel for those specific sessions. With almost every seminar and event online this year, participation in the council's webinars grew. Even the popular Birding by Ear classes held in partnership with Madison Audubon Society were a huge online success. The virtual Birding by Ear classes have been a precious gem during the months of a pandemic, Ellen Connor says. The Oregon resident is visually impaired. Her partner John is sighted and remains her birding companion after they participated in these classes together. "This got me back into something I really love, and it also gave me back something I thought I was going to lose along with my sight," Connor says. The opportunity to continue learning was also a focus of the annual Academic Scholarships Program. The ceremony honoring the recipients who all have vision loss turned into a more personal virtual celebration in 2020. "The intimate nature of the program made me feel like I was talking directly to each of the students," Council CEO and Executive Director Denise Jess says. Opportunity for education grew throughout the year, and the council was able to step up and reach people of all ages in all corners of the state. "Thank you for your creativity and knowledge shared in these classes," Connor says. "Also, thank you to the classmates we met and who shared their knowledge, impressions, and good humor with everyone to make this education opportunity so rich." Photo. Birding by Ear participants meet in pre-pandemic to listen to birds at the Pheasant Branch Conservancy in Middleton. Page 10 and 11. Advocacy. Working together brings better results. The council had opportunities to collaborate with other coalitions, commissions, and communities to advocate for life-changing legislative priorities. issues focusing on services, education, and voting rights for people who are visually impaired and blind were made more important during the year. The COVID-19 pandemic created unprecedented barriers for many voters with disabilities to cast their ballot. Disability Rights Wisconsin's Director of External Advocacy, Barbara Beckert, says. Voting disparities during a pandemic combined with a presidential election year brought the Wisconsin Disability Vote Coalition, the Accessible Voting Advisory Committee, and the Council together to raise awareness and education around the state's lack of an Americans with Disabilities or ADA compliant absentee ballot. Council CEO and Executive Director Denise Jess was invited to be part of a task force to ensure accessibility in the voting process. The Governor's Executive Order 73, stating people with disabilities must be given equal access to voting during elections, is a direct result of the work by the task force. The Wisconsin Council of the Blind and Visually Impaired was a valued partner and leader in the Wisconsin Disability Vote Coalition's work to ensure that our elections throughout the pandemic were accessible and inclusive of voters with disabilities, Beckert says. Another legislative priority is lack of affordable, accessible transportation. The Council advocated for a group to focus specifically on bridging gaps between agencies providing services who rely on alternative transportation options. The Wisconsin Non-Driver Advisory Committee started meeting in 2020 and is using awareness and education to influence and problem solve to create change. The Council and CEO and Executive Director Denise Jess advocated tirelessly for transportation needs for people who are blind and visually impaired, and for all Wisconsin residents who can't drive or choose not to, Wisconsin Department of Transportation Division of Budget and Strategic Initiatives Administrator Aileen Switcher says. As part of the Wisconsin Non-Driver Advisory Committee, Denise has gone beyond merely stating the challenges. She's rolled up her sleeves and worked to find solutions, bringing stakeholders together from many different groups. It's a privilege to work alongside Denise and look forward to continuing our productive partnership. In the end, working together makes things better for everyone. The Council's advocacy efforts will help people get where they need to go, be able to vote absentee privately and independently, and in the end, live the best life possible. Photo: a sign above an accessible pedestrian signal on a busy street. Page 12 and 13, donors. Thank you to our generous donors. Find a complete list on our website at wcblind.org. Friends of the Council who gave $500 or more in 2020. Carol Adams, anonymous. Thomas Beach, Priscilla and Anthony Bedell, Claire Box, Sandy Brisky, Chris Doering, Gary Essie, Gerald and Betty Fuller, Nona Graves and Dennis Amedin, Green Lake Lions Club, Greenville Lioness Club, William and Michelle Holcomb, Robert Holloway, Hortonville Lions Club, Kay Hutchison, Denise Jess and Janie Kester, Chip and Christy Kaufman, Peter Kaufman, Kester Engel Family Fund, Joan and Ronald Klebs, Candace Kane, John and Terry Ladwig, Marvin Levy, Barbara Lockwood, Lamira Lions Club, Nicholas and Lauren Menousos, Neshkoro Lions Club, John and Kathy O'Connor, anonymous, Brett Roth, Stephanie and Anthony Sanna, Tracy Schoenrock, Karen Steffen, Catherine and George Tassar, Gloria Turgeson, Audrey Uber, Lori and Mark Werbeckis, Donald Whitman, Margaret Williams, Barbara Winter, Terry Young, MD, John and Rosalind Zeltins. foundation, sponsor, and matching gifts that supported our mission. Anonymous. Alliant Energy Foundation. Amazon Smile Foundation. American Family Mutual Insurance. Associated Bank. CUNA Mutual Group. FM Global Foundation. Howard Frankenthal Family Foundation. Greater Milwaukee Foundation. Carl and Alma S. Grylock Fund. And William R. and Lois J. Phillips Fund. Industries for the Blind and Visually Impaired. InfoSec. Liberty Mutual Foundation. Madison Gas and Electric Foundation. NewGen. Anonymous. PayPal Giving Fund. Racine Community Foundation. John and Gladys Franco Fund for the Visually Impaired. Sargento. Sub-Zero Wolf Foundation. SVA Certified Public Accountants. Thrivent Financial. The Vogel Foundation. Waukesha County Community Foundation. William and Michelle Holcomb Family Fund. We gratefully receive bequests from Jean DeRuder, David Huff, Emil Hunkel, Claremont Jackman, and Nancy Tapper. Legacy Circle members that have named WCBVI in their estate plan. Robert and Carolyn Arndt, Helen B. Wick, Kathleen Brockman, Raymond Cubberly, Anonymous, Neil and Peggy Ford, Rachel and Daniel Gala, Loretta Himmelsbach, Anonymous, Stephen Johnson, Margene Kuschel, Esther Lovelace, Stan Nelson, Anonymous, Arnold and Alice Tucker, Scott and Beverly Verhage, Chris and Teresa Zenchenko. White Cane Circle members that make monthly gifts. Martha Abrams, Dean Amusa, Mike and Susan Archer, Steve and Susan Bordeaux, Catherine Corbett, Sue Cowan, Claire Dick, James and Karen Fletcher, Susan Gentry, Patricia Gibson, Rosemary Goodrich, Nona Graves and Dennis Emeden, Denise Jess, Scott and Brenda Johnson, Ranjish Kapoor Family, Candace Kane, Fred Loeschinger, Constance Malak, Andrea Peterson, Chris Richmond, Patty Slaby, Margaret Summers, Rhonda Stotts, Karen Steffen, James Tormey, Eunice Wagner, Lori and Mark Warbeckis, Donald Whitman, Franklin Wilson, John and Rosalind Zeltins. Photo. Council volunteer Denise Williamson, who tends the council's garden spaces. Graphic. 271 first-time donors. 16% of gifts were made in memory or in honor of a loved one. 74% of gifts were under $100. Page 14. 2020 by the numbers. We provided 8 scholarships of $2,000 each were awarded to students from Cedarburg, Madison, 2 in Drummond, Lowell, Milwaukee, Sun Prairie, and Janesville. White Canes were provided to clients and customers in 45 Wisconsin counties, 423 White Canes in total. Store customers came from 63 Wisconsin counties, 1,280 customers total. White Cane Safety Day proclamations happened in Eau Claire, Janesville, Kaukauna, La Crosse, Madison, Mequon, Oshkosh, the state of Wisconsin, Stevens Point, Sun Prairie, and West Allis. Vision services. 246 vision rehabilitation visits. 200 plus phone consultations. 172 access technology appointments provided to people from 11 Wisconsin counties, 67 low vision rehabilitation visits. Education. 42 education programs reached 329 people. Volunteers contributed 785.6 hours. Graphic. A map of Wisconsin showing the location of White Cane proclamations and scholarship recipients in 2020. Page 15. Staff photos. Mitch Bray, Heather Bugs, Kathleen Callen, Catherine Corbett, Sue Cowan, Ray Cubberly, Jim Denham, Denise Jess, Chris Johansson, Jean Kelscher, Brent Prezenka, Judith Rasmussen, Lynn Welch, Hannah Wente, Lori Werbeckis, and Amy Werf. Financials. 2020 total revenue. Sales, $40,944. Vision Services revenue, $15,535. Rent and miscellaneous, $15,617. Contributions and grants, $318,801. Bequests, $394,353. Investments, $1,303,077. Paycheck Protection Program, $169,585. Support from endowments, $0. Total revenue, $2,257,912. 2020 total expenses. Low vision services, $440,781. Community education, $285,086. Fund development, $152,921. Management and general, $264,424. Total expenses, $1,143,212. Page 16, back cover. Graphic, Wisconsin Council of the Blind and Visually Impaired logo. Wisconsin Council of the Blind and Visually Impaired, 754 Williamson Street, Madison, Wisconsin, 53703. WCBlind.org. 800-783-5213. This has been volunteer Sarah Werbeckis reading the Wisconsin Council of the Blind and Visually Impaired 2020 Annual Report.